There's also what's known as the Ticketmaster Bill working its way through committee in both the House and the Senate. And what this does is it's in response to consumers who have recognized that a lot of times when you're going to go buy tickets for something and you have to use Ticketmaster or, it's Ticketmaster, you see the price of the ticket, but you don't see the fees. And so you buy a ticket thinking, you know, I'm buying an $85 ticket or a $150 ticket or whatever it is, and the fees aren't disclosed until right before you finish that purchase. And oftentimes the fees exceed the price of the ticket. So if you thought you were buying a $150 ticket, you may be spending more than $300 when it's all said and done. So what this bill does is it states that all these fees have to be disclosed up front, so you know what the total purchase price is before you move through to complete the purchase. And anybody who's tried to purchase tickets through Ticketmaster for a popular event, you know, I think it's the Taylor Swift concert that really kind of kicked this thing off, knows that it's a hard process sometimes. And if you're in the queue and you get booted out of the queue or you're trying to buy the ticket, it's got to be easier, and you have to know what you're on the hook for by the time that you buy these tickets. So that bill is working its way through, and I'm optimistic we're going to cross the finish line, and it'll be a benefit for consumers.